Kim had a whole photo shoot.
Oh my
with
god.
Her boyfriend Robot.
That was so cringe. Sometimes I cringe hard.
So weird. So weird.
The whole sitting on the lap, because you can like
the sitting on the lap was like,
that was the cringe part.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, babe.
No.
Why are we sexualizing robots now?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Who's here with us?
Jingle bells. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart at the very
next. We actually played a game with songs last year.
Yeah.
Christmas songs. Remember?
Yeah, it was
it was
cute.
Fun.
It was I love fun. Christmas songs.
And all of a sudden, it's another Christmas.
It's another Christmas.
This year
flew by.
Oh my god!
It's actually scary.
It's scary.
Scary. Spooky.
Spooky. It's spooky season still to me. And if you're wondering why we have not only all this decor, obviously, because it's the Christmas episode, we also have a huge gift, present, Christmas present,
yes,
in between us.
For one of you guys.
For one of you.
Because you deserve it.
Yay.
Because you're the best.
So in the Christmas spirit, we're going to offer one of our listeners a gift,
yeah,
that is full of amazing stuff from amazing brands.
It's basically a box where we gathered loads of gifts worth more than 500 euros, we think. And we have brands like Lulas Lulas, Mary Louie, Meller, Alice Co, Mishmash, Musaskin. So we have a little bit of everything, like a little,
yeah,
bit of makeup, clothes, accessories, office things, right?
So yeah, charms. Yeah. Like a lot of things that are like trendy right now. And these are some of our favorite brands. So
yeah,
we want to like share with you guys. So we're going to have a giveaway for this to select the winner. And the giveaway is going to be on Instagram, but it's going to be related to this episode. So watch carefully this episode because there's going to be an Easter egg that you need to be able to enter the giveaway. So keep to our Instagram and watch till the end the episode.
Yes.
Yay! I'm excited to give something away.
Yeah,
I love giveaways.
Me too. I hope people like it.
Have you ever like won a giveaway?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, but it was only like for a necklace.
Okay.
But I was so excited.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Have you ever?
Yes. I used to win a lot of like movie tickets.
Uh-huh. Nice.
But that's kind of like easier to win.
Mm-hmm.
But something else that I won once that I was so happy was this Yeezy boots.
Ooh.
From like Kanye West.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Oh my god,
so
exciting. Yeah.
So yeah, that happened. What else? We're gonna do lots of fun stuff today.
Yeah,
in this
lots
episode.
Of fun stuff. So yeah, we're gonna start by having a little bit of a recap of 2024.
Yeah.
What's like the craziest event? Like when you think of 2024, what do you think about?
Good question. I feel like sometimes I have good memory and other times I don't. What happened this year? I don't know. I don't know at all. I know like the last months, like good albums that were dropped, good movies were dropped. But like beginning of the year,
blank. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like this year was like a lot of shit just stayed the same. So wars that started last year stayed the same.
Yeah.
Oh, Trump won the election.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. What else? Oh, we have the Olympics.
Yeah, we have the Olympics.
We have the Olympics. Yeah. But it was gone in a flash.
It was.
This year was
insane.
Gone in a flash.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we have some topics
We have the Kendrick and Drake beef.
Drama. Yeah. A lot of drama happened. Thinking about it, like, there were some drama this year.
I feel like there's drama every week.
It's
like, what else, you know?
It's true. And it's, like, super fast.
Super
People
fast.
Got, like, cancel and then they are up again. It's, like, all this. But Kendrick Drake was, for sure, something that marked this year.
Did you see that Drake was saying that people, the numbers were bots?
Oh my god, yeah. He filed a lawsuit against Spotify or something. He seems like such like the bad loser, you know?
That I don't know why people are obsessed like with him. Kid. Like, honestly. Like even girls that are like super like obsessed. I don't know. I don't see it. Like I feel like he has a couple of good songs and that's
same,
it.
Same, I agree.
I don't even like
his voice.
He
has some good songs, but I feel like he always gave that energy that is like a little bit.
I would be so embarrassed if like just accept that the numbers are those numbers, like suing and saying that it's bots, like that's embarrassing.
Saying I agree, like the way he even during the beef he was behaving like giving false information for Kendrick to like use on the song, and then like he used false information, it's like a teenage girl, you know. So yeah, but I'm very happy about this beef because he gave us really good songs.
He gave us very nice songs. For me, I think Not Like Us was the song of the year.
Yeah, it was. I think he's number one.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It was like the song is amazing.
Amazing.
So I feel like Kendrick needed this to like spark his ass. And I've been seeing this memes of how like his last album was so about like him doing putting on the work to do therapy and stuff,
and like he's
and now he's like
super mad,
and now GNX is gone.
Maybe the therapist was like, you just need to put it all out there, and he's like,
an album,
say no more,
have closure.
So
yeah, probably. But yeah, that was a big event. I don't know how many tracks they done in the end, but it was like back and forth. And we had so much juice from all that. And let's see if it's gonna end like this. Because I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like Kendrick is in his like revenge era.
For sure.
It's like sparks of fire for everyone that's coming towards me. And he's gonna do like the Super Bowl.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm
he thinks the people around him were not that supportive. So
what? I didn't understand.
So he says some of the rappers and people in the industry were not that supportive when
really?
Super Bowl was announced. So that's why he's a little bitter, like they don't wanna see me win.
But I feel like even like all of the rappers knew that he's number one right now.
Yeah.
Like Tyler has a song saying that like I'm number two after the big like Kendrick. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Like they're all bitter.
There's no big three. They're just big me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, as you may have seen, we are a big team Kendrick. Sorry if you're a Drake lover. But yeah, what else? We had the P. Diddy scandal.
Oh my god.
That was like, wow.
I saw today that footage is being leaked from the trial. So I'm excited to find this footage.
I am so excited. Like I'm gonna be set.
Yeah, but don't you think that it's dying? It's dying. Like the whole theme is dying a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's in trial now. But I feel like my For You page was full of videos of like victims and people like speaking on it. And all of a sudden, I feel that that was some like little voodoo work there. Because all of a sudden it was like, thank you, Beyonce. Thank you, Beyonce. Thank you, Beyonce. All the meme. And then it's gone.
Yeah.
So
I think it's also because people want new things to talk about.
Yeah, maybe.
But I still think that when, like, the documentary comes out, people are going to watch it. And maybe we're going to talk about it again, hopefully, because it needs to be. Like, people need to be aware of this. I'm actually surprised it took so many years. Like, he was doing crazy things for so long.
For sure.
I'm like, I don't know.
It makes me believe that if he can do it for so long, like, a lot of nasty shit is still happening and a lot of other names involved and... It's like a dark reality in Hollywood, like the dark side of Hollywood. Yeah. And I believe we're going to hear much more about that. But I was seeing like Jeffree Star said that the tunnels are real.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw that.
So
that's insane.
Insane. I bet he was invited.
We were in LA. Imagine. We were in LA. Imagine like tunnels.
Yeah.
Like, were under us at some point.
Like people screaming for help.
That's insane.
Nasty.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely another big event of the year. And not only PTD, like a lot of people were canceled this year. Talking about documentary, we have the whole J-Lo thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So J-Lo had a tough year.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I don't know how it started exactly. I don't think, although the big canceling was this year, I think it's been like growing mm-hmm. because people were like mentioning that she's like the rudest celebrity. Mm-hmm. This buzz coming in, how she's not a good person. And then she released a documentary where like people thought she really forced the I'm so humble, like came from the block.
Yeah.
Jenny from the block. There was something she said. It was like,
it reminds me of when
the
Bronx. She's from the Bronx, right? No.
Yeah, I think so. But she has like the messy hair. Yeah. Like this hair reminds me of how I used to walk around in the Bronx. And people were not buying it. Yeah. Like, girl, you were not that poor back then. I think she was from the Bronx, but not like a poor mm-hmm. area or something. People were mad. Yeah. Really mad. So this was so intense. She had to cancel the entire tour. And I don't know. I always feel she's probably very bad person, but at the same time I always feel bad for people getting cancelled.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost bullying.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I agree. So. Especially since I feel like some people just are like some people just are cancelled and others are not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like some people just get in the graces. I don't know how to say it in English, but are more
like the free pass.
Yeah, exactly. Some people get a free pass and some don't. And sometimes it's just because of like, I don't know, the way you look, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
I agree. So, and I feel like we need to, like, on our everyday lives, we interact with people with a lot of different personalities. And some people are kind of a bitch. And yeah. you're like, okay, that person is kind of the bitch. You're not going to, like, cancel this person completely. They are not going to be gone from Earth. But celebrities now are getting, like, canceled every day. And then Jeffree Star is a good example of that because he has that personality and he still talks shit about everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you canceling him is going to make him be a saint.
Yeah.
He just like took some time for himself. He disappeared and now he's back.
Yeah, saying shit about everyone and canceling everyone.
Yeah.
Him. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was like canceling the whole, like the Michaela. Have you seen the girl that has like the lash drama?
Yeah. And he was like, wasn't he canceling like the road thing? The lip gloss?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. He's saying that the celebrities are doing like very easy money grabbing brands, which is kind of true. Sometimes yeah. I agree with him. And I don't think he needs to be canceled for being a diva. Because mm-hmm. that's Jeffree Star. And that's why we like to see his videos. We want the drama. So, I don't know. It was a weird time when everyone got canceled.
Yeah.
I feel it's a little bit less intense now. But we are still canceling people.
We are.
Another person that was canceled was Blake Lively.
Yeah.
My God. I think we talked here a little bit about that drama.
I've watched the movie now.
You did?
Yeah, I ended up watching it.
Give me all the juice.
I ended up watching it because I had read the book and I was like, okay, let's see what all the fuss is about. And I do understand that there are some parts of the movie that are a bit like, they are having like a very serious conversation about like domestic violence and she's laughing. You know, like there are some...
In the movie or interviews?
In the movie.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah, during the movie. That's why people were also saying how the movie shouldn't have done certain things different from the book. And then, yeah, the interviews where she was like, I don't know, just weird vibes overall. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, she was canceled. I think I agree with some things that were said about her.
Yeah. She's friends with Taylor Swift. But yeah, some people were canceled. Some other just popped. And were like the biggest stars. And they pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, for me, the biggest star this year was Sabrina.
Sabrina has had like a major like
moment.
She was like top one from Spotify, wasn't she?
I don't know. But that was crazy. I remember like when we were at Coachella.
Everyone was like... We didn't even see her.
Yeah, and I think I would do the same now because I'm not like a big pop fan. But I remember you commenting like how a lot of people were like, my God, Sabrina, let's run to the show to see Sabrina. So I think that was when it started, like around Coachella, people were already very aware of her. And I was still like, who is this?
Yeah. And so definitely the boom was on the second half of the year.
Yeah. Second half, it became very mainstream.
Yeah.
Sabrina. And the other day I found on TikTok that she has been trying to do this career for 10 years already. Yeah. And I didn't know that. So it's fun because sometimes we're like, oh, this person came out of nowhere. But no, they are like hustling.
Yeah.
And that's good.
She's also an actress. I didn't know. She was in some things. And she's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, she started on Disney. She's a Disney kid.
But what I saw on TikTok is that she basically just had this boost and this hype moment because she decided to change the whole like image that she was.
Yeah, she had the rebrand.
Like a rebrand. And it's funny how you can do music and whatever for so long and then it's just like a tiny bit of spice you need to make the difference. And for her, it was like the very like girl next door sexualization of her image. She's very like doing the sex poses that I find very cringe on stage, but I feel like people like it.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's sexual. It's just cringe.
I saw so many TikToks. Have you tried? You know how she says, have you tried this one?
Yeah.
And then she does it on stage.
Yeah.
And then I saw TikTok of people like, have you tried this one? And it's like... And then like, it's like the girl and the dad. And it's like, the dad is like, have you tried this one? I don't know. It's like so good. People are making fun of that. So yeah.
But yeah, you worked for her. I feel like she has a very like pinup vibe to her.
Yeah, I think her dating Barry was also like a big... Yeah. And now there's rumors of them like having broken up.
Yeah.
Like there's rumors that he's cheating on her with this influencer.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was actually like in the comments, like reading the comments and everyone was tagging the influencer. And
who
saying,
is she?
I don't know her. It's like a big TikTok girl.
Mm.
And then I went to her TikTok and I went to her reposts and she reposted all of the TikToks that were saying that Barry cheated on Sabrina with her.
Oh my God.
So basically confirming.
Wow. That scares me sometimes. Like reshares now is like, we all know that if you're gonna reshare, people will know.
Yeah.
But when they appeared, I was like, I'm not sure if people, because I didn't know how to see, for example, your reshares, unless they appear to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can see them. Now I'm aware that everyone can see.
Yeah.
But there's something else now, which is like the saved videos. So I can see
if you
save a video of me.
But like in your notifications.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's crazy because I started receiving messages saying like, oh my God, thank you, you saved my video. And sometimes I only save for like audios and stuff.
Yeah, same.
And I like people will... Sometimes I don't even like the video. I just save it to save the audio. And it's like everyone knows what I'm saving.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I've never thought of that. Yeah.
We need to be aware now. A lot of things, people.
It's like when Instagram had that thing of like that person liked the other person's post.
Yeah.
But that was juicy.
That was,
juicy. But yeah, they removed that for a reason. So TikTok, you should be aware of that.
Yeah. I heard that now you can also like reset your Instagram like algorithm. So you can just like reset it and they will not like suggest even your explore page. Everything will be reset. So it's not going to be tailored to your taste. So if you're getting a little bored of what it's appearing on your For You page, you can do a reset.
Yeah, yeah.
New stuff on the internet. But yeah. Also, we saw Chappelle Roan. It's another new name that popped up. I don't know much. I know she does drag, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, like, dramatic on stage.
Yeah, I knew. She does drag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I know. She seems very confident. But I don't know much about, like, her songs.
I don't,
but people are getting, like, crazy with her. And who else popped up this year?
Oh, Charlie XCX.
So Charlie has been around. Charlie has been, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Bratz, I was so surprised when I seen her, like, being so popular this year. And with the Bratz, I think the key to that was that video with all the IT girls.
Yeah.
Because then, like, everyone was talking. If you get a room full of, like, IT girls, obviously, you're going to have a big...
And then she had the song with Billie Eilish.
Yeah, exactly.
And it
exactly.
was, like, so catchy. Yeah. And then Billie came out as gay as well. So I think, like, those two factors together and then the song. So, yeah, everyone went crazy.
The Bratz summer. And the whole, like, Gabourriette and all these IT girls that are now hype were, like, so going to parties with her and always around her. So... I feel it's good for her because I think she's a good artist. So she's having the moment. And the Bratz summer was fun. Like last year was Hot Girl Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was Bratz summer. Bratz there's summer. Always like something in summer
there's
happening.
Always summer, yeah.
But I like the word Bratz, but I didn't feel like the whole color.
No,
like,
the
it's
green.
Bratz summer, but I'm not wearing neon green.
No.
Keep calm.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
I'm not sure if I'll ever gonna be wearing like neons again.
I don't know either. I think that eventually it's gonna happen because everything comes around.
Maybe, like, in a tiny accessory.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, but we need more time. It was too big. It's like the skinny jeans.
Yeah.
When it's too big, you need a moment.
Yeah,
but it's coming back.
Yeah,
I think also something that's coming back is the studs. Studs all over.
Mm-hmm.
It was like big.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's people are forgetting already. So I've seen like this bag full of studs the other day on the shopping mall. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back.
What else did we have? We have like a big like moment for AI and ChatGPT and robots appearing.
Yeah, everyone I know is obsessed with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
To the point that it's exhausting. I agree. This is very helpful.
Yeah.
Agreed. Also think that it's quite dangerous if you're... I don't know if insecure is the word, but if you need, like, if you're a bit of a handicap when it comes to decisions and stuff, because you're going to be, like, asking for help in
everything.
Single thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's helping a lot of people. And there's robots, too.
Yeah. Kim had a whole photo shoot
with
her boyfriend robot.
That was so cringe.
So,
sometimes I cringe hard.
So weird.
The whole sitting on the lap, because you can like...
Sitting on the lap was like...
That was the cringe
part.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Like, babe.
No.
Why are we sexualizing robots now?
Yeah.
Like,
and I felt it was weird.
Maybe he doesn't want that.
Exactly.
I don't know.
He needs to approve.
Yeah.
But it was really weird. And I felt it came in a weird... timing, because they have the elections in the US and she always like speaks for Democrats usually, and then all of a sudden she was with the Tesla robot and Elon Musk is being like so pro Trump.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I don't know what happened, but she's doing weird photo shoots now. Like even today I saw her like with a leotard and like a ski mask. I don't know. She's doing... It seems like Kanye is back or something.
Yeah.
Because she's doing all these, like, sexy shoots again.
Maybe she's trying to get his attention.
Yeah. But you know what I think she's killing it? It's with the Skims.
Yeah. Did you see that they had a collab with North Face?
With North Face.
Looks cool.
I was so shocked. And the thing is, when I saw it was underwear, I was like, what's she doing this brand for underwear? But at the same time, I think she was smart because she's now being able to collab with so many things and brands won't judge as much because it's just underwear.
Yeah.
And talking about big collabs, have you seen Rose and Matilda?
Yes.
Oh my
and
god.
They've been planning it for 2 years, apparently.
My god. Insane. But it's just a lipstick, right?
I think it's just the lipstick flavor, yeah. But like they're sending out Christmas boxes.
Yeah.
That has like the gloss and then like more things. And it has like the Matilda's face on it.
Wow.
Like a card with her face. So I think maybe there's more things. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the PR.
Me too. Send me.
Send me. But yeah, big, big moment for Matilda.
Yeah, I wish.
Big moment. Yeah. That was a really nice collab.
So yeah, I think that's it for the 2024 recap. Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, we were supposed to announce like the biggest album of the year, biggest movie of the year, biggest series of the year. Let's stick to those three categories.
Okay. Let's do it.
How was your Spotify rap?
It was okay. Let's try and guess. Wait, that's complicated, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
It was number one, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Kanye. Number three, Justin Bieber. Number four, Kendrick. And five, Rihanna.
Really nice. I don't remember.
I memorized it because the phone was going to be there.
I think I have two that match yours, which is Tyler and Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
I did have Kendrick because the album was just dropped like maybe a week before rap, so I wasn't listening to that as much.
I was so surprised I had Justin because like I listened to his old songs, very, very old songs, as in like,
yeah,
if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go, you know, yeah. Like, and like not that often, but so, yeah, I was like, interesting. But everyone is like saying shit about, talking shit about the Spotify rap this year.
Yeah, I know. I felt too that it was a little weird, like the order, but yeah, I'm not mad at it.
But like it's statistics, like it can't be wrong.
Yeah, same. And I think it counts the ones that you also skip. I don't know.
Mm.
If you listen to,
maybe if I listen.
See the ghost?
Maybe if I listen to like a Justin playlist and skip like low, I don't know.
This is not Halloween episode. I think if you listen to like 2 seconds and then pass, it still counts.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, my number one was James Blake. And the rep told me I'm in the 2% of his biggest fans.
Wow. I was on the 0.075.
Oh my god.
For Tyler.
Oh my god. We're like on a loop. Then on second, I have Thames. That's someone else that this year I've been really obsessed with. In three, I have Tyler. And fourth, Brent Faiyaz. And fifth, Kanye West.
Very nice.
Kanye West has a goat on his picture.
Cute.
It's cute. So yeah, that was the rap. I feel like for album of the year, I would need to give it to Kendrick, although Chromacopia was amazing.
Ooh.
Tense.
I'm not sure because Chromacopia, I think, has more of art behind it.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I think it was more like thought of.
Mm.
And I think Kendrick one was more like him putting his thoughts out.
Yeah.
But I love both.
Yeah, they are both really, really nice. Also,
for movie of the year, I have no fucking clue. And for TV shows, because like my brain forgets what I watch.
Yeah. I think for TV shows, I have one this year. Although I watch like really cool stuff, I feel like Penguin needs an award.
I agree. Yeah,
that
I agree.
Shit is crazy.
It was, very good.
Like, the actors were... Colin Farrell is unrecognizable.
Yeah.
He needs an award.
Yeah, very
That's
nice.
That's insane.
See,
even like
I watched
girl,
that
and
last
you don't
month
remember.
And I don't remember.
You know the girl that plays... It's Sophia, right?
Yeah.
The girl that plays Sophia, she was telling how she felt really weird because for months she was talking with this person, which is Colin Farrell, the Penguin, like in costume, and she barely seen him without the because he gets there so much earlier than everyone to make the whole makeup thing. So she misses him because she thinks that's like another person. So when she saw the episodes, she was like, oh my God, it was like seeing an old friend. And I kind of believe that because you're like making a relationship with someone that is not real. Yeah. That's how
that should be character he was. That must be so messed up as actress or an actor. But I'm really happy that he's getting the recognition that he deserves. Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah.
And the accents are...
Oh, so nice.
I don't know how to say it. I'm not going to start.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be the
TV show
of the year. Okay. And the movie is hard because I still need to watch some that people are saying a lot of good things about. But I can say that I loved Long Legs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it might not be like something that everyone will agree on because it's more like...
Yeah.
It's horror and it's mm-hmm. a little like independent.
Mm-hmm.
But I really loved it. And... Yeah, I also watched Erectic that I loved, but I don't think it's the best movie of the year. So, I don't know. But you watched Substance. Do you think it has a possibility to be receive an award or something?
I think it's definitely going to receive some awards.
Something.
Yeah, something. But I'm not sure if I think they got lost a little bit towards the end. But the concept, like the images, like it's very, like it's, I loved it.
Good.
But yeah.
So we elected the movie of the year, TV series, album. Now, trend of the year.
Trend of the year. We are going to have a little help for this section because I was like, I don't even remember that many trends.
We're getting old, so we need a little help.
So we brought...
Advent calendar.
Advent calendar. But for trends.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
It's so pretty, isn't it? I'm so proud of it.
I love advent calendars.
Me too.
I have like a Kinder one this year, but I'm so disappointed.
So are you saying that the one I gave you last year was better?
Oh, I think so. What? My memory.
M&M's.
Yeah. Yeah, it was better. Because the M&M's, they had like a... Sneaker, they had other chocolates in there, and this one is just Kinder, which I'm not mad about because I love Kinder, but it's like this size. You open a day and it's like a little egg of this size, and that was like €8.
And they're all the same?
No, but like I would say 70% look like small windows, so it's gonna have small eggs, and for that I would just buy a whole bunch of Kinders. So I'm disappointed this year.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that one is better.
One is gonna surprise us more.
Yeah, okay. But I would love to get those big PR. Do you know those PR that send like advent calendars for like makeup and skincare? Mm-hmm. I love one of those.
I saw a guy on TikTok that did one with Sony Angels.
No. But it's like he made it himself.
He made it himself. God. But I was like imagine.
Like if Sony Angels.
Yeah.
That's like the best gift ever.
But if Sony Angel released it, they would be rich.
Like, it would be all like 200
all
euros.
All the girlies were going to ask him.
For sure.
Going to want.
Yeah.
Imagine. But then I was like, imagine if you get like a lot of like the same ones because it's 24.
Mm. But maybe that's the thing. They will not do that. They will, because they know which one is in each box. So they will give you all different, I think. It's not even real.
Now
we're
I
just
wanted
supposing.
More. Yeah.
But it makes sense. They should do that. Yeah. And also, we forgot that that's like a hype thing that happened this year too.
Yeah,
Sunny Angels. It was like a boom.
Yeah.
Sunny Angels.
So how are we going to do this? Should I open half and then you open the other half?
Yeah, let's go day one.
Okay, day one.
What's the trend under day one? They are not in order by months, obviously, right? It's just like random. Yeah.
Okay, first we have the Tabby Lovers.
It's just Tabby in general was like a big trend. Still is. Still like them. Still love them.
Same.
And I think it's funny how they are not, they are still not that mainstream. Like, they're not in the, like, ready-to-wear stores. And I think it's something that it's easy to copy because there's no logo. So I'm wondering, why is that? Do you think people will not buy?
I think it's too crazy.
It's too crazy
it's too
for
crazy,
people?
You know? Like, yeah. That's
but
it.
I think if, like, Zara did it, like, a pair of Sabrinas, it will sell out.
It's gonna sell out, I think. But, like, I don't see anyone from, like, I don't know, in Portugal to, like, wear them. You know
really?
What I mean?
Yeah. I think, yeah, they couldn't do, like, super huge pieces, like, amounts of tabis.
Yeah.
But I think if they did one, that it would
yeah,
sell
you
out.
Would, you would.
And I was surprised that they didn't just, like, do it because there's no chance that Margiela has, like, that register.
No, no.
Because it's, like,
it's
something.
Not. It's not something
like,
they created.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can find in Japan everywhere. So, yeah. There's also the tabby.
Tabby
it's called,
footwear.
Like, tabby footwear.
Yeah.
That has them.
Yeah, I have them and they're so comfortable.
Mm, yeah.
They're the comfiest shoe. So, yeah, maybe we're going to see it.
But I love this trend. I hope it continues and that people experiment with it.
I think it's timeless.
Yeah, thanks.
We should like evaluate them in timeless or not timeless.
But okay. I have to say something. I love tabbies. I don't love everything tabby. So now they're doing the Crocs tabby and stuff like that. I need to admit that I don't find it beautiful.
I haven't watched the Crocs tabby. But I have, like, tabby Uggs and I love them.
Yeah.
Really cute. Okay. Okay, skirts over pants.
I love this and I hope it's a trend that pursues because it's something more fun when you can layer stuff. And also...
I also think it's timeless.
It's timeless. I also love, like, that guys are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always thought it was so sad for men just to have one type of bottoms. Maybe like shorts and pants, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can play around like mini skirts, mid skirts, long skirts. And now they can too. And they can use it on top of stuff. I like it.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Then we have like the Miu Miu glasses.
Yeah, I feel like this like was a big thing, like the whole eyeglasses in general. The
wearing
whole
eyeglasses, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel it's going to keep on going because also it's not a trend. Although it was like mainstream this year or maybe the last year too, it's something that people have been wearing are going to keep wearing because some people are really blind and they need it. So it's going to be part
true.
Of fashion forever. Yeah. And I love it. And I love that model too.
Same. I think it's something... I don't know. It just adds to an outfit without being too heavy. Like a pair of sunglasses can be very heavy.
True.
So, yeah. Then we have balloon jeans.
Oh, I love. I have kind of like balloon pants today. I love that shape.
Me too.
So,
I think it really like suits people.
Yeah.
But people are a bit of a hater.
They are?
Yeah, especially on TikTok.
Oh my God. People are a hater of everything.
I know. I'm so sad.
A trend that needs to be canceled is... hating stuff. We need to cancel people for being haters.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
But like people are proud of being haters sometimes.
Yeah, they are. They're like hipsters.
I hate that and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Brat.
Oh, we got
we
the bread again.
Summer.
Over.
We had.
Over.
Yeah.
From all the trends, that's the first one that is going into the dump.
It's already gone.
Right now. Gone.
It's already gone.
We don't want the green neon anymore.
It was good while it lasted.
Yeah.
It was fun. The girlies were going crazy, but we are over.
Close it.
Okay. Number six, we have, oh my God, like adding loads of charms into your bag.
I don't want this to end because I know.
I feel the same.
I know it's ending and... after a lot of maximalism, it comes minimalism, but I don't want it. Sometimes I feel like, okay, this look doesn't need the charms.
Exactly. I agree. Some looks, the charms don't add to it. But other looks, like you need, Like, you need to look at your bag and feel happiness, yeah, you know?
Same.
Yeah.
And I feel like I keep want to, like, buying charms. Because the thing of, like, buying miniature stuff and gives me so much joy.
Yeah.
But I want to keep having that.
I still want to have a Sony Angel key charm.
Yeah, that's so hard to find.
It's so good. I love that. But yeah, we hope it doesn't end. But we feel like it's gonna end.
It's gonna end. But let's keep. Let's
keep
but
it we love it.
Let's keep it.
We love it. Let's open up the one with my face on it.
Ooh, what's Sophia's trend?
What's my trend? Sunny Angel.
Yay!
And it's a rabbit.
Oh, it makes sense.
It's gonna die.
It's gonna die. Oh, there's. Talking about hating, there's so many Sunny Angels haters now that think they are so cool because they are doing TikToks like, why does everyone want a naked baby on their
That's
phone?
That's so weird. You're so That's weird. It's so like a butt.
Weird.
Why don't we...
And the whole like, everyone is going to like the shiny store to buy like fake ones. Why are you doing that? Like, I don't care. Like, if people want to buy fake... Buy it, because if it gives you joy and it's exactly. something fun and you want to do a little unboxing, what's so bad about that?
And people are like saying, oh, I bought a fake one. I'm going to open it. You know, they're not like pretending like
yeah,
it's
exactly.
not. They're literally showing how happy they are for having a little cutesy thing. Like, why
I
are
agree.
You like people are... Like, people are sad with their lives and then they don't want to see happiness.
I agree. And I feel like here, especially in Europe, we don't have that culture of like... In Japan, they have it so much. Like, when we were there to buy, like, a gachapon or, like, take something and have the little joy of just, like, unboxing it. And here, we don't have that much. So, I feel with these little characters that come now, either Pop Mart or Sony Angels, you get that little joy.
Yes.
It's like opening a Kinder.
Mm-hmm.
Why
so
do you need to hate on
it's
that?
It's like, let's see what I got. You know, it's like you believe that it's going to be, like, your thing. I don't know.
Like, it's destiny like, is going to give you the Sunny Angel you want.
No, not the case here, but that third time. But yeah, I do think that it's going to die. Okay, let's go number 8. Boxer shorts.
Boxer shorts. As pants, I think, is gone to wear it as pants.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this type of
little
boxer
bit.
Shorts. Just a little bit on the back. I don't
just
think that's
bit.
Gonna die. It's
Me
the
neither.
Cool, like, gangsta vibe. I love that.
I love it too. I agree. I think it's timeless.
Yeah.
And if you wear it with style, it's gonna
And it's
look
my pajamas.
Nice. True. Number 9, we have Sabrina's in general.
Sabrina's, yeah. I think right now they are dead because it's winter, but I feel it's a timeless shoe.
Yeah. I feel like we started to accept Sabrina's, like, what, last year?
Yeah.
And now we just added them to our wardrobe.
Yeah, like, so forever. I don't think we're going to, like, remove them.
Yeah.
Of course,
it's
not going to be that hype of just keeping buying them. But, like, I still love some. I still have some on my wish list. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's funny because we basically went from, like, hating how they look on us, especially. To, like, wearing them all the time and now to it being a staple. So, yeah I think
agree.
They're timeless, actually. No. Okay, number 10. We have leopard. Is it leopard in general? Or, yeah, leopard in general.
Mm.
For me, leopard is timeless.
I agree. I think it's, like, almost a neutral now.
Exactly.
But also, I think what happens with leopard is when it comes trendy, every time it comes trendy.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Because, like, everyone wants a piece of it. So, all of a sudden, it's everywhere. So, I cannot, like, stare at my jeans anymore. Because I wear them so much and I've seen everyone wearing them.
Yeah.
But maybe in, like, 2 months, I can do an outfit with them again. So, I think if you buy something leopard, you're not going to regret it. But don't buy, like, 10 things leopard.
Yeah, I agree. But it's basically, it's absolutely a neutral.
Yeah.
Like, always been. Like, my grandma used to wear.
I agree.
Like, I don't know, my mom. Yeah.
And as of right now or next year, I think if you go for a little, like, cow print, maybe it's a little more
trendy
now. But you can't go wrong with leopard either.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, 11, we have these hair clips are like flowers, Hawaiian flowers. I think they're very trendy.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
But I think some people rock it really well. I have so much hard time finding clothes that work on my hair. And maybe that's the reason why I don't wear...
I've seen some people wear like with loads of hair wear like three flowers.
Oh, like, that's in a cute, row, actually.
And it looks really nice.
That's cute. That can be a solution for me. But there's a lot of clothes that I think are cute and I end up not wearing them or rocking them.
Because, tiny, yeah.
Yeah. So I usually just do the classic one. But yeah. I love hair clothes. It yeah, can help too. You on a bad hair day.
Yeah. I do think that this is very summery. Like,
yeah, it is.
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to rock them now, I don't think.
Yeah. And it still reminds me a lot of that, like, Scandi. Matilda's Candy yeah. Girl. With yeah. a lot of, like, colors and...
Yeah.
So it's not really my vibe, the flower on itself. But there yeah. are some really cute clothes.
Yeah. We have the double denim.
Mm, love.
Timeless.
Timeless. Timeless, yeah.
We love a Britney and Justin moment.
And that's something I think if you are not that creative with your outfits and you want to look cool, just
denim,
do it.
Denim.
Yeah.
I
it's
going
to work.
Like, try to match light, it. We can go dark. You can go black.
And never go back.
Exactly. So yeah, timeless.
Timeless.
Okay, now I'm gonna hand you the calendar.
Oh, thank you. So we open until the 12th. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? Now we have 13, the lucky number.
And this year it's gonna be a Friday the 13th. Mm. Scary, spooky.
And it's boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
Love them.
Love them too.
I don't think they're gonna go away.
No. I think they're a classic.
They're a classic. And I feel there's like a lot to do because there's not much colors. It's always like brown, navy. Yeah. So they could create something out of boat shoes.
I have one with leopard on in there.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Nice.
That's cool.
They're really nice.
Okay, now my face is number 14. Oh my god. Love
Slay.
It. Slay.
Because it's Iris' birthday, by the way.
Oh, and it's my bag. It's like, is this the fact of having a mini bag inside, like on a bag? A bag with a bag?
Yeah. I think that's I love the that. Same as the charms.
Yeah, possibly. I think you can, it's like a charm that is a little bit more elevated in the sense that even next year, I can see people wearing mm-hmm. it without any other charms. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every brand is doing it now. Like, we have like mini Birkins. Hermes is doing yeah. mini Birkins. And oh my God. I swear to God, it's the other one now. It was this one.
They're like, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
It's because it's the last episode.
Yeah.
This is like a sign. Oh my God. So, yeah, the only thing I would say, I love this trend. I want it to keep on going. The only thing I would say is that please stop making these mini bags so expensive. Because this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Because nothing fits.
It doesn't make sense yeah. in my mind that this small of a bag is like almost the same price as the big one.
It's like t-shirts and like clothes in general, yeah. they're so expensive. They're like sometimes like you pay the same for like a pair of jeans as you pay yeah. for like a leather bag.
Like I want the Miu Miu underwear, but it's like the same price as yeah. the sneakers. So then why would I, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to like pay 800 euros for a pair of panties.
Yeah. Pair of panties?
But yeah, love the bag on a bag and the little bag on everything. Okay, here we have...
The scarf.
The scarf. Is this you? Is this Sophia?
Is that me?
Oh my God, you're here.
Ariana!
I was like, Ariana, what are you doing here? I think this will keep on going, to be honest. Maybe not exactly placed like this on top of the hat. But I think scarves are timeless too.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way to accessorize.
Especially in the summer.
Exactly. Exactly. Love.
Because in the summer, it's so hard to look cool. But if you add that little scarf, you look so cool.
You look so cool. 16, we have super baggy pants.
I think it's that kind of bleach, no?
Oh, this one, I think it's ending. I think this was very, like, grunge, mm-hmm. homeless.
It's very Minga.
Very Minga, yeah. Very Balenciaga, like, 2 years ago or something. Acne, too.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna...
We are gonna close that door.
And move to 17.
17.
Which is Samba's.
They're gonna close the door.
Let's go to 18.
They served us well.
They did.
They are very comfy.
Very
comfy. Highly recommend.
I wear them even for played around with colors.
Yeah. And patterns. I think for summer, if I was gonna go like to Brazil now, I would probably want like... some sambas in yellow or green, some like shorts. Yeah. But right now,
we need a little break.
Yeah. 18.
Balloon skirts.
I think they will not totally die, but they will like start to die a little bit because it was such a big boom.
Yeah.
But I hope they don't die completely because it's such a nice shape.
I agree.
I prefer this shape to almost every shape
of
skirt.
They are very flattering. Like, and at the same, I don't know. They're just interesting.
Exactly. Interesting.
But I do think that they're going to go.
Yeah.
Because they were like everywhere.
But I feel like this is a trend that really works well for a lot of people. These and depleted skirts are my fave because I don't like
tight. Yeah.
So I hope it doesn't come.
Yeah.
All right. 19.
Road.
We just talked a little bit about it and the whole collab. So I'm just curious how she can like keep on elevating the brand because I feel it's still like such tiny product range. So I'm excited to see how she's gonna.
I think she's gonna do it.
Yeah.
I think like the phone case for me was like genius.
Yeah, the most creative thing she's done. I agree.
And I think like she's going to be able to keep it up. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Really smart.
Yeah.
20.
Colorful tights.
They're fun.
I think it's more of a trend of last year, as I remember us talking here. But they are fun and there are some colors that I still want to try.
Yeah. And I think... like, yes, they were a big trend last year, but if I saw someone this year wearing them, I'd be like, oh, she has cool style, you know? Like, I think they're kind of timeless.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree.
Like, for Christmas, you can wear a red tie.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's cute.
Now, baggy shorts.
Jorts. People are such haters of jorts.
They are. I love jorts.
I love jorts. They're like, I don't want to be wearing skinny shorts.
Yeah, no, same.
Or and like I feel short like shorts.
I still want to wear jorts on winter, so big fan of jorts and all kinds of shorts. My God. Okay, three more to go. We have...
oh, loads of bangles.
Love, more of a summer thing.
More of a summer thing, but I think it's going to stay because like it just... again, adds to the outfit during summer. Like, your arms are naked and you want to have, like, things. You want to add to the outfit. And I think braids, like, those bangles are the way to do it.
I agree.
I think it's timeless.
I feel like this with a scarf and the sambas and all that is more of a summer thing. So, eventually, you can wear them again next summer.
23.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
Shirts as skirts. Yeah, I think this was a big, like, the whole hack of doing this was a big trend of this year. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of people, like, doing that hack again. But I think you can definitely still wear this if you've done it or if you want to try it out. You can definitely still wear it next year. And it's a fun way to, like, recycle your old clothes.
Yeah, I agree. It's fun because you get a new skirt.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to destroy the shirts. It's just button down. Yeah. Last one, are you ready?
Yes.
And on Christmas Day, we have us.
Matching with your bestie.
That's
a trend that's never gonna away.
Never gonna die.
Never gonna die.
I love this advent calendar. Hopefully next year we can have something else in here. Maybe chocolates. But yeah, the episode is almost over, but we have a little game to play. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Undressed, the podcast.
Exactly.
And today is so much fun, which so much is fun. In homage. I don't know why I said order. In homage of
Kendrick.
Yeah, maybe the album of the year. Maybe not, but Kendrick. We have Kendrick or
the Bible.
So we have some sentences and we need to guess if Kendrick said it or Jesus said it.
That's insane. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Let's go.
Game time.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Jiggling.
Oh my god. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I realize my... this, I think, was actually Jesus.
Yeah, me too. Disappointing. Was it Jesus?
Yeah!
Jesus!
We are such good Catholics.
Yeah.
Catch it.
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Sorry, God.
May the womb of my mother be blessed for many moons.
May the womb of my
womb.
Womb?
May
womb? May the womb
of my mother be blessed for many moons.
That's Kendrick. I don't think Jesus believes in moons.
That's Kendrick. But why would Kendrick want that the womb of his mother be blessed for many moons?
Because...
Does he want brothers?
I don't know.
But yeah, let's go with Kendrick.
Yeah. It's Kendrick! Yay! We're crushing this. We are crushing this. Next, we have I was born like this, since one like this, immaculate conception.
Of course, it's Kendrick.
Imagine this one.
With the big cross. I was born like this.
Immaculate conception.
Immaculate.
Drop. Mic drop.
Kendrick?
Yay.
Yay!
Oh my god. Let's see if you can catch the next one. Are we ready? Yay!
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Ooh.
This might be Jesus. This might be...
I am the truth. Jesus.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
I'm the way,
the truth, and the life. That's the first one where I'm, like, indecisive. But we can go with Jesus. Do you think Jesus is, like, that confident I am?
Yeah, it's a little insecure, isn't it?
He's a little
insecure. He's a little...
Yeah, maybe it's Jesus. Should we go with Jesus?
Let's go with Jesus. Yeah.
It's Jesus.
My J
is the G.
Oh, no.
Are we being canceled?
Maybe.
For playing this game? All right. Do not be... overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
This might be Jesus.
I think it's Jesus.
A little boring for a bar.
Jesus?
It's Jesus. Jesus couldn't be a rapper. Should we do a last one?
Let's do a last one. Jesus couldn't be a rapper. I'm starting to see watch Rhythm and Flow.
Oh, me too. I'm still
on season one because I never watched it.
Are you having fun?
So much fun.
Yeah, it's really good.
I just, oh my god, the first episode, I just love Snoop Dogg so much.
Oh, Snoop.
He's so cute. I think it's so precious.
Do you want a little, it's a spoiler, but it's a good one. Probably already know that Eminem is going to be on the second season.
I didn't know.
Good reason to keep on watching.
I'm so excited. Wow. I would never be able to rap in front of Eminem.
Yeah,
I would never. Like, I'm not here. Okay. I am a sinner who's probably going to sin again. Lord, forgive me. This is Kendrick.
I am a sinner.
Yay! We smashed this. Let's go, bestie.
This is really, 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 really fun.
We're
coming to an end.
We still have Portuguese word of the day.
We have, which can be goodbye.
Can be goodbye.
Because we're having a break.
We are having a break.
A big break. We don't know yet, like, for how long we're going to have a break, but it's going to be a holiday season. And also, we have some stuff to organize on our podcast. So, we still need to figure it out when we can be back. But in the meantime, we really want to ask you guys to let us know in the comments why we should be back and how we should be back, if you want any changes or not.
Yeah.
That's it.
So yeah, it's a bit sad, but we'll see.
Yeah, and we hope you like this podcast so far. We had so much fun doing it, and we have a little gift for you. So keep tuned on our Instagram, and the word of the day is gonna be
adios.
Adios is goodbye. A-D-E-U-S.
Adios. Yes. Adios.
And I hope you know a little bit more of Portuguese because of us.
Yeah. I hope you're practicing at home.
And that's it.
And yeah.
Goodbye. It. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry
and Happy
Christmas
New Year.
And Happy New Year. We wish you the best 2025.
And we see you when we see you.
Yes. Thank you for watching.
Bye. Love you.